so what's going on, Miles?
Well, I have a movie idea, and I want to tell you a little bit about it.
A movie idea? That's kooky.
A movie idea.
Where do you think? Where do you get off getting movie ideas? Who do you think you are?
Well, interesting enough, I was taking my wife to the emergency room because she didn't feel well, and I had an idea.
So, was she bleeding from any orifice?
we're not talking about a lot of stuff. But,
and were you fully clothed?
I was fully clothed, yes.
Oh, okay. You weren't holding any, you didn't have like any batteries or anything in your hand going.
No.
I thought this thing would work.
No, my wife Daisy had to go to the emergency room because she was having a bronchial attack.
Oh, so she couldn't breathe.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So to get her mind off the problem, I was telling her about this movie idea.
Well, that's very nice of you. That's very nice.
Well, I tried to get her to laugh a little bit, and then so as I got to the hospital and we were waiting, I wrote it down on a piece of paper.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to tell you about it.
Oh, okay.
Now, here's my movie idea.
I'm ready.
There's this guy.
All right.
We'll call him Brandon.
Brandon.
Yeah, his name's Brandon. He wants to invent a pair of sunglasses that allows him to see at night.
Night vision sunglasses.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
But something goes wrong, and instead of that, he's able to, when he puts them on, he sees that certain people appear to have blue lips.
Blue? You say blue lips?
Yes, blue, the color blue.
All right.
And so he's wondering what this is, what this signifies, and he realizes it shows people who have just recently had oral sex.
Men and women?
Men and women, yes.
Really?
And sometimes animals.
So would the men blue, like, extend all the way up to their nostrils or anything?
You know, I didn't think about that, but now that you mention it, I like that idea.
What about the tongue? Tongue blue?
You know, I didn't really think of that part, but you know what? That's a good idea. I may have to put that in there.
All right. Well, so blue lips.
Right. So, you know, the kicker is, you know, like he goes to his parents' house, and his parents have blue lips. And he goes to see the priest, and the priest has blue lips. He's watching TV, you know, and the peasant has blue lips.
Now, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Do the people who just got the oral sex, are their genitalia blue?
You know, I didn't think of that. You know, I thought that was the funny part, the kicker, you know.
Would it be funny if, you know, he saw the blue lips and he looked down at the pants and they're all blue? You know,
I thought, like, you know, his girlfriend comes home from college, like, far away, and guess what, you know.
Blue lips.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be a great movie?
And blue pants.
Okay. So, now remember, I'm writing this down on a piece of paper, right?
All right.
And my wife knows what I'm up to, and she's like, well, you know, just, you know, keep that to yourself. Don't, you know,
Are you sure this doesn't have anything to do with why you're in the emergency room?
No, it had nothing to do. No, bronchitis was not caused by anything like that. I swear to God.
All right, well, you never know. Foreign object in the lung.
So, you know, she's quietly trying to, you know, say, you know, just, you know, be mellow with it. And so aloud, I'm like,
uh-oh, what happened? Miles? Hello? Still there?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Blue lips.
Okay, I'm sorry I got cut off. So I'm writing now the story, and my wife's like, now be cool. You know, don't get excited telling people.
Like you just did.
Yeah. So, I say it aloud. I go, honey, I'm writing down $1 million movie idea. Right?
Uh-huh.
So there's this middle-aged woman sitting across from us. And she's like, oh, well, I'd like to be in a movie.
Yeah?
So I'm thinking, honey, if you only knew what the hell I was writing.
She didn't happen to, like, wipe her mouth or anything.
So I started playing around with my glasses a little bit, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I detected some color on her lips. So, as God is my witness, that is true.
Oh, no.
She wanted to be in the movie. Not even knowing what it was about.
Well, you know, maybe she was coming on to you. A nice lady in the emergency room, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe she was, you know, hey, I don't care what kind of movie. I'm interested in anything.
I'll do anything.
Yeah, you know?
Maybe she could play the girlfriend part in the movie.
Maybe she, yeah, maybe she could with the blue.
Well, that's my $1 million idea.
That's pretty good. Too bad. Sorry, I got cut off there, you know, I got all...
I got excited. I started pushing buttons when I got in the middle of that.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, goodness. That's pretty good, Blue Lips. I'll have to keep that in mind. Now I'm going to go out and look at everybody differently, you know.
Yeah, but, I mean, what if you could really tell that, though, you know?
That's weird.
But I never thought about that. Would they have a blue tongue and blue teeth?
Yeah, they would look, you know, crazy.
Or their pants, like, part of their pants.
What happens if they look like a clown?
What if the back of the pants was blue?
Well, there you go.
You know?
Another question.
I don't know.
To get off of this, onto some more holiday fare.
Yeah, please.
I've got two holiday stories for you.
Okay.
Take your pick. I got a marketing, I was involved in a marketing survey.
Okay.
Or as seen on TV.
Let's talk about the marketing.
All right, so we were out shopping before Christmas here. This is after Christmas, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We're walking down the mall, from conversations with you, I know that got stopped with marketing people before in the mall and got some free stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this lady approaches me and my wife, and she's like, you know, would you like to be involved in this marketing test? And we're like, well, sure. She goes, I don't know if both of you can, but if you do it, then we'll give you this lottery ticket and you get a scratch and see if you won, right? So I'm like, hey, that sounds like a good deal.
See, I got a $50 bill when I did mine, but go ahead.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Well, all we got is lotteries, so they must be real cheap down here. But anyway... It involves movies, though, actually.
Okay.
So we got taken in. There's actually an office in the mall that these marketing people have.
Mm-hmm.
And so they take you in there, and there's all these VCRs. And so there's a very nice lady with a clipboard who was out in the mall. Says, well, you know, can't use both of you, but we could use, we're looking for, ask how old we were and everything. We're looking for a male in this category, right? So I got to take the marketing thing, and my wife didn't. So she just waited for me. And so then, sits me down at the VCR, they're going to show me these movie trailers.
This wasn't like senior citizen porn or anything, was it?
No, well, you know, I'm not quite that old yet.
Okay.
But it was for the movie The Faculty, and you've probably seen the ads on TV, right?
Yeah, my wife's all upset about that, but go ahead.
Oh, because they want to get the teachers?
Yeah.
And she's a teacher?
Yeah.
Well, I know, but she, like, teaches what, second graders, right?
Yeah, something like that, but...
You don't even know, do you?
I don't know what she does. She just leaves the house. Go ahead.
So anyway, it's The Faculty, and I've seen the trailers, and you talked about a movie. You know, we both have a hobby of seeing movies and whatnot. So I've seen the trailer, and I've already made an assessment about the film, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this nice lady who was out in the mall leaves, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And... this other unfortunate person takes her place. That's how I'll put it. Unfortunate. Let me just say that she needed Selsun Blue for her mustache. There was so much dandruff coming off her upper lip.
Is that possible?
And evidently it was, because I saw it. As she talked to me, it was like a snow globe. Coming off her upper lip. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh, my God. And my wife is over there snickering, you know, talking to this lady. And she's asking for all this information, right? You know,
yeah.
What's your name? You know, where do you live? And how old are you? And all this stuff. And all I could do was just stare at her upper lip. And it's like, I could hear jingle bells in the background. As she was talking to me. The other thing was, you know, I hate to sound pompous, but I kind of work in the area of making educational video.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of know how things work as far as, you know, VCRs and things like that. And she stood there for, it seemed like, 3 to 5 minutes trying to get this video to play that she never put in the machine.
Oh.
Well, it should play now. She's punching the button and pushing other buttons.
And you did nothing to help her, right?
No, I didn't do anything. I thought it was part of the thing. I thought it was part of the survey. How fast did he help me? He didn't. She was holding the tape in her other hand.
No.
Yes. Then, She's holding it. I'm looking. I'm thinking, what's she doing? She keeps hitting these buttons. There's no tape in there. She finally realizes, evidently, she's got some tactile sensation problems or something. She can't feel the tape in her hand. Finally, she realizes that the tape was in her hand the whole time, and she acknowledges it. Rather than smoothly slipping it into the VCR and thinking that, you know, oh, there was something wrong with the VCR and I fixed it,
right.
Which was I would have done, you know.
Right.
She just, oh, dumb me, I got the tape here in my hand. Puts it in. She's showing me the wrong trailer. I got to see the trailer for my favorite Martian. We watched the whole thing. She looks down at her paper. It obviously says the faculty on it.
Yeah.
It's the faculty survey form. She goes, oh, I showed you the wrong one. You know, a trailer's only, what, you know, a minute, 2 minutes, whatever.
I'm
right?
Not going to see you on candid camera now, am I?
No, because I didn't react in any way that would be negative, so they wouldn't show it, you know.
Right.
The lady's putting the thing in, I'm just kind of sitting there like, you know, I don't know what the hell you're doing, lady.
Nor is she.
Nor is she. And there was other people watching the same stuff, you know. But the nice lady left, the Selsun Blue mustache lady came in. So then she finally shows me the faculty one, right? And
yeah.
She's running down this list, and I can hardly understand what she's saying because she's reading the form has got the questions on it that she's supposed to ask me.
Right.
And there's little check boxes for the answers. I mean, she could have just handed me the paper, for Christ's sake. It would have been faster.
Right.
So now that you can tell us the fact that, would you think it was a good movie or what kind of movie do you think it is? Right?
Right.
I mean, like that, totally unintelligible.
Mm-hmm.
She's reading it so fast, and she must have been paid on a per-person basis, and she pretty much ate up 10 minutes with a damn tape. You know, it's a minute trailer, 10 minutes to figure out she hasn't got it in the VCR. And so, you know, I can read it. I mean, it's right there. It's upside down right in front of me.
Right.
And so, have you ever heard of Robert Rodriguez? Yes,
yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin Williamson. Yeah, he's the guy who writes Dawson Creek. So, you know, but she's reading these things off the paper. I couldn't believe it, and all these flakes are falling. Little sprinkles. Like icicles coming off your roof when it starts to thaw.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Oh, my God. It was just the most horrific thing, you know. It was, and I'm giving her all this information about where I live and everything. I'm afraid that she's going to stalk me or something.
Oh,
you know?
My God. You're not.
Because I'm not good looking, right?
Right.
But I think I'm good looking enough for a person like that to stalk me. I'm not a good looking person.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
But I'm on that fringe to where it's like I'm socially acceptable.
Right.
And so they would stalk me because, you know, I'm just barely in there.
You're somewhere above the Elephant Man, but below Tom Cruise.
There you go. Even though I heard they're one and the same.